He said, you of God, little children, listen, because I am, because you are, because we are of God. The fact that I got born again, the fact that you got born again, you and I, we have overcome them. We don't have to try to overcome them. We already have overcome them. We already overcome every one of them. I don't care if it's the devil, demon. I don't care how many legion it may be. I'm going to show you. He probably, I don't know if you thought about it. I'm going to show you how strong a man's spirit is. You remember that man that had the demons in him? There were 2,000 pigs grazing on the hillside. I'm sure you would watch. 2,000 pigs. He said, a legion, I think, is 6,000. I think I'm right. I don't know if I'm doing my math right or not. Here's a man had all these demons in him, and they couldn't kill him. But as soon as they got the old pig, they killed him. Think about that for a minute. Here's a man. I'm not talking about a born again man. I'm talking about just a man. Man, he couldn't kill him. But when they came out and hit the old pigs, they ran all down. They ran off down in the sea and drowned. They had that man doing some crazy stuff, cutting himself and all that, but they couldn't kill him. Just think about how powerful, what I want you to see, you got God in you. I want you to say that to yourself, I got God in me. I'm a God product. I've been created by God. And fear is not in the equation.
Fear is not in the equation.
So I will not.
I will not.
And I shall not.
And I shall not.
Under no circumstance.
Under no circumstance.
Do fear.
Do fear.
I do faith.
I do faith.
And it works by love.
And it works by love.
And it's in me now.
And it's in me now.
I'm a faith walker.
Faith talker,
and a tongue talker.
And a tongue talker.
I believe God.
I
don't care what I see. And I don't care what I feel.
I do not allow.
Let those things tell me.
Where I am.
Who I am.
And what I can do.
They do not.
Make decisions.
For me.
No.
I make decisions.
On what the Father
has
said.
Who I am.
What I can do.
And I have overcome.
And the overcomer
is in me now.
Present tense.
I don't have to send for him
and invite him to come.
He made his home
in me.
He's ever present help.
When trouble shows up,
he's present.
Right then.
So I just get my mouth open
and
start speaking the truth.
And I watch the enemy flee.
Because he is defeated foe.
Can we say amen?
Can we say amen?
Hallelujah.
So he said, great, because greater is he that is in you.
And you say that greater is he that's in me
than he that is in the world.
I want to do something and close. Let me see. Oh, yeah. I want to do this. I'll do this as quick as I can.
Turn with me to Matthew Gospel chapter 14, verse 25. Jesus had ministered to a crowd, and he went up into the mountain to pray, and the disciple got in this boat to go to the other side. And while he finished praying, he saw them out there toiling because the wind was boisterous, the wind was blowing. All right, verse 25. Matthew, what did I say? 14:25. It's just a few verses. I'm going to take time and read them because I want to bring one point out, and you can go back home and read the rest of them and meditate on. But it said in verse 25, and in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they was what? They was troubled, saying, it's a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I. Be not afraid. See there? See, Jesus and fear don't do fellowship. They don't work together. But they were about to get in an area that Jesus wouldn't cooperate in. Don't fool with. So he told them, don't be afraid. Fear, I'm a God of faith. He proved that all the way through his life, ministry on earth. So he said, be of good cheer, it is I. Be not afraid. Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water. And he said, come. Now, my wife, we were discussing this, and she brought this point out, and I think you need to see it. And this is what was said. What did Peter say? If it be who? If it be thou. But nothing there for Peter to do because it was thou. It was Jesus. It was the Messiah. So he said, come, because that's who it is. You might as well come on because it's me. So Peter got out of the boat and did what? Let me finish reading. Peter answered and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Verse 30. But when he saw the wind, what? Boisterous. He was afraid. Oh, see, you don't do fear. You don't do fear. You just don't do fear. Make up your mind. Settle in your heart. Build it in your life. God has not given me the spirit of fear. I refuse to fear. I refuse to be afraid. Oh, it'll come at you. But you resist. And so where did I stop it? 30.